Well, it's, we've broken it down because it's two separate arguments. One is the idea that we were adjourned for more than 3 days, which violated the Maryland Constitution. The other is the issue related to the idea that we can't put under Maryland, the Maryland Constitution, issues related to appropriations onto the ballot. And the way this bill was structured in special session on gambling, it directly deals with appropriations, therefore violates the Constitution as well.
The ballot question, if you read it, on expanded gambling, doesn't deal with appropriation, doesn't deal with tax rates at all. It deals strictly with the expansion of gambling. Wouldn't that be allowed?
Now, related to how the money is spent, related to education, the idea that the bill itself, you're voting on whether you approve the bill that was passed, SB1, in special session. And that bill contains issues related to tax rates for casino companies, the idea that it also creates a commission that has the ability to cut the rates of those companies without coming back for General Assembly approval. It also deals with how money is being spent directly with education. This is a decided shift in the way that the legislature dealt with this question when it split the appropriations issues into two bills in 2007. The fact that it's all in one bill, we believe, violates the Constitution.
It also seems to me there was a similar suit after the 2007 special session dealing with the first part, the adjournment of the Senate and the waiting of 3 days. And ultimately, and I know you weren't a party to this suit, but ultimately those who challenged that in court lost. Is this different?
That is. Delegate Smigel was involved in that lawsuit. He's involved in doing and engaged as far as looking at this issue. And the idea there was is that, well, they said that there were documents that said that they met the constitutional requirement, and the court decided, well, we're not going to inject ourselves into what has to happen to meet that constitutional standard. This special session, neither house voted. There's no paperwork whatsoever. They adjourned sine die and violated the Constitution by being adjourned by more than 3 days. That's a different question, and one we think that the courts would be interested in.
A lawsuit hasn't been filed yet, right? You just simply sent a letter to the Attorney General's office, correct?
Right. A lawsuit has not been filed, but at this point we think that there are significant legal questions coming up about the process in which these were passed. And again, I think that's part of the issue of having a monopoly state in which, you know, the governor and the leaders of both houses, you know, rushed things through without thinking exactly what they were doing. And, that monopoly power has led to a product that we believe is not constitutional.
Will there be a lawsuit? I mean, is at some point you're going, this is going to be filed in court?
We'll see. We'll see what the follow-up of all this is. That's why we've requested the Attorney General respond to us. And we believe that, 3 days is 3 days in the Constitution. We also believe it's pretty clear that you can't put appropriations on the ballot. We have tried from time to time and talked about legislation that would remove that restriction in the Constitution, but the leadership in Annapolis resisted that. So they violated their own rules of the road here as far as the Constitution is concerned, and putting a ballot question on that doesn't meet the constitutional test.